fam, welcome to the Prescription for Change podcast. Are you a working professional, busy mom, and tirelessly trying to bring your A-game in your career? Do you prioritize your family and their needs before your own, leaving little to no time for self-care? Do you secretly fantasize about the days you are at your physical peak and confident with your body and in your skin? Are you tired and struggling with the never-ending journey to better nutrition, physical fitness, and mental health? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, board-certified physician, mom of two, and your health coach. This podcast will transform the way you think about food and your health so you can break away from perfection paralysis and finally start to live your life intentionally. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm glad that you're joining me for another episode. You know that this is one of my favorite times of year. I love when the sun is out, we have longer days, we have the warmth and sunshine and all the things that I can get outside and the outdoor activities that I love to do with my family. But I really just enjoy this time of year. It is a time of new growth as you start to see flowers blooming, the grass is growing, all of the things. And I do have seasonal allergies, which makes it quite ironic. But I do truly enjoy just seeing all of the things in bloom and getting outside. And with this, with it being March, and we're already, I cannot believe that we're already in the middle of March, but it is National Nutrition Month. And I really also just love this time of year to really dig into nutrition, finding out what new things that I can incorporate into my meals. Farmers markets start opening up again in the next month or so. And it's just a really, really good time. So I want to use this time to really capitalize on you being able to kind of spring into your health and incorporate some new things, really get started on your health journey if you have not already. Start creating some healthy habits. It just makes it a lot easier, I feel, when you feel like you have the whole day ahead of you. The sun is up, you're not waking up and it's dark and coming home and it's dark. If you're working, you know, a typical 9-to-5, or if you have a busy job or you're an entrepreneur, it's just, things just feel brighter and better and nicer. And I don't know, I just feel like those are just the vibes that I get from this time of year. So I want to take this time because in my private group, I have been going over just all of the things nutrition, all of the things about food, and I've kind of been focusing on that in season two of this podcast as well. Last year, or if you were listening into the podcast last year around this time, right around mid-March, I talked about doing a spring cleaning, but it was spring cleaning your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. So kind of getting rid of things in your closet of unbelief that really just didn't belong there, the things that were holding you back from really getting started in your health, and things that you just needed to get rid of, right, and leave behind. Remember, I talked about at the beginning of this season is that you can't move forward until you stop looking behind you, right? You can't really move forward in a good way, in a positive way, until you stop looking behind you. So you can learn from your mistakes, but to keep harping on it or focusing on it really is not going to serve you well. And so kind of that same, along those same lines of cleaning out your closet of unbelief. So we've gotten through the mindset piece, or hopefully you have at this point. If you haven't, you can always go back to that episode and go back to season one and kind of really dig into the kind of your thinking and mentality around health and starting your journey. There, you have to get over that mind block or get through that mind block and really understand what it is that's holding you back. So once you get through that, now we can focus on the food. This is one of my favorite parts. I thoroughly enjoy eating. I love trying different types of cuisine. I love going out to different restaurants, and the food really has to be good because I feel like the way that my husband and I judge food, and even the kids now when we go out, is like, we could have done this at home, right? So it really needs to be like Michelin star, 5-star, like really good quality things, leveling up, using ingredients that I may not have thought of, just adding that extra bit of like taste and zest and everything else that's that kind of brings the food to life and brings the plate to life. So this is really, this week I'm going to be focusing on a dietary spring cleaning. It's a 5-day challenge that I'm doing in my group, and you can certainly kind of try to do this at home as well, just listening to this podcast. And I would love for you to comment and see like how many of you have actually done it. Let me know your thoughts. And if you were able to kind of really jumpstart your health or continue on your journey, level up and, you know, kind of incorporate some of these things at home. But I want to talk about rejuvenating the meals. This is when we really just start to focus on seasonal food. So things that are going to be in season, getting the food at its best quality, and just clearing out some of the not so great choices that may have collected or crept up into our pantries over the winter time. The time of like celebration, lots of holidays, I'm sure birthdays, events, different things that are going on. And so usually that time of year is just, you're collecting a lot of like the sweets and treats, and there isn't anything wrong with that. But just kind of being able to, okay, let's like clear out the closet, let's clear out the pantry, let's clean out the fridge, and just really start afresh and start to incorporate some more fresh things in there and just a variety. So I think that's always great, is having that variety, not getting kind of bogged down or bored with the same things every day. So that's going to be the first piece, is just focusing on what things you can clear out, what things maybe don't belong, what things you just kind of want to get rid of in this season, and that's fine. Really, the first part of the challenge, day one, is going to be embracing the seasonal produce. Again, this is one of my favorite parts. I love looking to see what's out there. And the one of the great things about farmers markets is you can get out there and just visit different ones. They're all so different. Is that depending on where you are too, you're going to see lots of different fruits and veggies, just produce, things that are there when they're at their best. It's fresh. A lot of things just in that are grown are genetically modified. So we tend to think about non-GMO foods as things that are just like growing in a plant, but it could be, you know, some of these strawberries have been absolutely delicious, but they are huge. And that's not how strawberries typically grow. Same thing with the blueberries. We've been getting some really like big blueberries that are nice and plump and juicy and have the sweetness with a little bit of tart to it. But really just exploring different things that are out there. And you can enjoy some of the produce that you've always enjoyed and been able to cook with. And then this is a great time to try something new. So I remember when I tried dragon fruit for the first time a couple of years ago, it looks really pretty. And when you cut it open, I guess there are different kinds of dragon fruit, which I did not realize, but I got one. Maybe it wasn't so in season, but it did not taste good at all. And I tried it at a different time and I loved it. So also frozen dragon fruit, if you get it in just like the frozen section, if you're doing like a blender smoothie or something of that sort, adds a really nice taste to the smoothies and a nice bright color to it as well. So lots of different ways that you can use things. And if you've had it one way before, maybe didn't like it, just be open to trying it again. I love to see the different colors on my plate, because that also lets me know that I'm getting, you know, the different minerals and vitamins that are there. Each food is providing a different thing for me. So just thinking about some of the things that I love and maybe trying to incorporate a couple of new things, that would be a real win, is to have some new foods or some foods I don't typically eat a lot on my plate, and just getting in something new, something different, learning different ways to cook with it. So that makes it just, it kind of livens it up a little bit and it's not so boring. Day two of the challenge is kind of moving to the pantry, right? So you've thought about what things you may want to get at the grocery store, or where, what you may want to get at the farmer's market, or really just being open to exploring. And now you want to think about what can you remove from the pantry. So I like to think of this as like a glow up of your pantry or a pantry makeover, really just kind of clearing everything out and seeing what's in the back of your pantry. I know sometimes I have some things that I stock up on and they don't always get used. And so just trying to figure out maybe some of the things that are going to expire, using those up first. Or if you feel like, you know what, I really don't have any use for this, you can always donate it. And just clearing out some of the things, if they're like cookies or different varieties of just kind of junk in there that you really don't need, I would say just get rid of those things. I don't like to throw away food, but sometimes it's like, okay, that just needs to go. It ran its course, or it probably isn't that great anyway if it's just been sitting there for the whole winter. So taking a peek in the pantry, see what things you can get rid of, what things that you can use if it is still usable or non-perishable, just looking at the expiration date, making sure that you're using up those things first. And this may be also a good way to kind of take inventory and see what things you may want to add in. I know in my pantry, I always love to have things that I can add into my smoothies or parfaits or overnight oats, because I use those as like my main breakfast meals during the week. It's something that's really simple. I can prep them overnight for most of them. Or all of them, actually, I can prep the night before. And then having add-ins like chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, cacao, those are all things that I love. They're superfoods. They pack in some protein, some healthy fats and fiber, and really just adds to the meal. And then it really just kind of builds on something like oatmeal. Doesn't have a whole lot to it. So there's some fiber in there. There's a little bit of protein, but not really enough to kind of hold you over for a full meal or a full 4 hours. So you're going to be hungry again. I like to focus on ways that I can fuel my body and stay full so that I can make it through my morning doing a lot of work mentally and moving around and on my feet all day. I really just need something that is going to kind of hold me over until the next meal. Or even if I have something small, like a small snack, I may have some fruit or some veggies, like a snack pack or trail mix, something like that. But really not wanting to have to stop and eat every hour and a half to 2 hours is going to be key. So having even those things in my pantry are going to be great. Peanut butter is another great one that you can use for so many different snacks and just for some meals. I have made some peanut butter chicken before, which my kiddos love. It's a great kind of like stir fry recipe that I have where I've added in lots of different things. I've perfected it at this point, but it really just adds like a creamy texture. And I use it for a sauce, kind of like a peanut sauce, and just adding in all the different colors and flavors and everything else. So that's another great one that you can add to pretty much any meal or snack. But really, and there's of course peanut butter powder too that you can add into your smoothies if you're doing like a shaker bottle, something really quick that you want to have on the go. But that's going to actually be protein packed with healthy fats and some fiber as well, just to kind of hold you over. So just really looking at the pantry, what's in there, and doing an overhaul there, or glowing it up a bit. And then day three of the challenge is focusing on hydration. So this is another one of my favorites. I really love all of them, but they really hit on the things that we should be focusing on, especially coming out of the winter months, the colder months. Typically during that time of year, I know for me personally, and I'm sure that it's the same way for many of you, is that you're not really focusing on hydration. You're not thinking about drinking water. We focus on that a lot in the summertime or warmer months naturally because you have thirst cues. You feel thirsty. And you know that you need to drink. You're losing a lot of extra fluids, even just from moving. So even breathing is just causing extra fluid loss. And so we just feel thirsty. In the wintertime, in the colder months, most of us do not have those same thirst cues. And we oftentimes mistake thirst for hunger. So our body is telling us that it's thirsty, it needs to drink, but we are mistaking that for hunger and we go into the pantry or the fridge. So just being mindful of that, it's still, you know, we've had a couple of warmer days here on the East Coast and it's been sunny and nice and warm today. But until we really kind of get into the throes of summertime and those higher temperatures, you're really not focusing on water intake. So this you can get in a nice, easy way. If you like to have something hot in the morning, try to replace your cup of coffee with maybe some black tea or matcha, something that has that you can incorporate water. And if you still need to have your caffeine, you can still have your caffeine. That's fine. I love to have my energizing tea sometimes, or mix that with my herbal tea. But if you still need the caffeine, you're still able to get some water in that way with a hot cup of tea. Some people like some warm temperature water with lemon. That's a great way to, the lemon really just kind of increases our thirst cues and increases our need for hydration. So that's another good way. And if you have a nice water bottle that kind of prompts you or cues you into, okay, drink some more, those are always not only fun, but they're motivating as well. And just lets you know, okay, time to fill up again, so that you kind of stay on track with the amount of fluid that you're getting in and you're not feeling dehydrated. So again, as the warmer days are starting to set in, staying hydrated is key every single time, but you don't have those same cues until, you know, the sun is out and it's hotter days. So just making sure that you're a little bit more aware of that and trying to have little reminders so that you can drink. It's just an easy step towards your health, minimizing the cravings and snacking, better digestion, avoiding things like headaches if you tend to be more prone to that, and if you're just feeling really sluggish during the day. So being able to focus on that is always a great one. And then day four of the challenge is going to be simplifying your meal. So I love this a lot. Simple meals or simplicity does not mean that it's basic. And so simple meals for me is just being able to not make things so complicated is really what it is, right? I don't like to be in the kitchen forever. I like to get in and get out and have some meals prepped or some staples, some things that we can go to. So I'll talk a little bit more about meal prepping in another episode or kind of what I like to do. But this is really just simplify the meals, right? Challenge yourself to make a meal with five ingredients or less. And not counting seasonings, because I love like having those add-ins, as I talked about before, to elevate your food, but really five ingredients or less. Like try different colors of the rainbow to incorporate and how you can get all of those things in and have a meal that is going to be complete. It's going to be filling, it's going to be tasty, and you're going to be able to get in not only your macronutrients, those bigger things, but also some micronutrients and minerals and vitamins and things that we don't always think about. So approaching it that way really just adds a lot of flavor. You can try different ingredients. It's a nice way to try something new or different, like I was talking about before, try different produce. So five ingredients or less would be ideal. Simplify your meals. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. Anything that you can put into an Instapot or Crock-Pot, put into the oven, things that are hands-off or things that I like to do. If you like being in the kitchen, that's great. Then you can kind of, you know, kind of pour into that and use that as your downtime. I do enjoy cooking. I like to have the time to do it. But during the week, I'm very busy, still working in the office, managing a big practice and coming home, and I have two kiddos who are preteen and teen, and they're very busy. So we just have a busy schedule, busy life. I want to make sure that I have things set up so that I don't have to worry about it. It's also helpful that my husband cooks, and he is amazing at it. I think he's a much better cook than I am, but he's the kind of person who likes to kind of stay in the kitchen and be very hands-on, which is fine as well. So whatever you enjoy, but just kind of simplifying your meals, not basic, but just simplifying it. So that was day four. That's going to be day four. Day five is something that I've talked about before and kind of goes back a little bit to just your thoughts and feelings and belief, like the state of mind that you're in as you're approaching food and thinking about meals. So in order to be able to repair your relationship with food, you really have to be able to get to this point where you're feeling good about what it is that you're eating, you're feeling good about your choices, you're trusting yourself, on being able to go back to more intuitive eating, listening to your body, listening to when you're hungry, listening to your cues when you're satisfied or feeling full, and not overdoing it. So mindful eating. This is a whole other episode in and of itself, but I'm just going to touch on it here. Day five is really just focusing on that. And then we kind of dive into more of a deeper challenge and things that we work on in my program, Prescription for Change. So really just being able to think about what it is that you're eating. Pay attention to when you're hungry, when you're truly hungry. And remember, we talked about hunger cues, and you know, there's physical hunger, and then there's psychological hunger, right? There are a lot of subsets of psychological hunger, which is just like you see the food in front of you and you feel like you want to eat. You see something that, you know, you love, a favorite treat or something that you typically find tasty, and you want to eat it. You notice it's the time of day and you feel like, okay, it's 12 o'clock, I should be eating lunch. Even if you don't feel physically hungry, your brain is telling you need to eat something because you're just worried about when the next meal is going to come in. So they're making sure that we are paying attention to our physical hunger cues, listening to our body in that way. That is what it means to be mindful. And then when you're eating, enjoying every bite, savoring every bite, maybe putting your utensils down in between, and really not doing anything else that's taking up your attention. You don't want your brain to be multitasking where part of that is paying attention to the food, because then you're not really fully focused on it. That's a lot of times when we tend to overeat, is when we're sitting in front of the TV, we're doing something else that's really distracting us. We're not really able to enjoy the food or savor the food or appreciate the food. And so that's what I want everyone to work on in day five of the challenge. And that is really, if you can do that, it's really going to put you ahead and get you that much closer to living the healthy life that you want and creating healthy habits, right? So just being able to, that allows you to pay attention to what it is that your body needs, when you need to stop, if you want a little bit more, if you're truly still hungry, or if you're satisfied. And it helps you to avoid overeating. A lot of times that's exactly what it is. We're paying attention to something else. We're distracted by something else. We're not focusing on the food. We're not appreciating it. And then we miss that cue that we're full. By the time that you're done, you're overstuffed, and that never feels good. Certainly stretches out your stomach, and then you've already missed that cue. So really just being mindful as you're eating and appreciating the food. So that is, those are my tips for dietary spring cleaning, really just getting yourself set up for this new season, for all of the fun produce that you have. Try, you know, give yourself different experiences. Try eating at different restaurants. Maybe try a new meal that you may see on Instagram or TikTok, or something that you look up on All Recipes online, or whatever it is. But really just being curious and trying different foods, and even giving things a second chance. If you had it before and you didn't really like it, just try cooking it a different way. And really just have fun with it so you can enjoy your food. All right, y'all, that's what I have for you today. As always, comment. You can always reach out to me if you look at the details under each podcast episode. Reach out to me and certainly rate the episode. I would truly appreciate that. And I will see some of you in my private group for the challenge and some of you in my coaching program. All right, y'all, cheers to your health.